Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. A good Friday afternoon to you. Max was looking at me like I had 18 heads on my shoulder.
No.
Just a little worried that maybe Liddell had come in and screwed with the audio board?
No. He's screwing with the board on the other side.
Oh, okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. Nevertheless, we are here, much to your chagrin, perhaps. I don't know. Max is very much looking forward to the show. Once again, on loan, on a conditioning loan from the Toronto Blue Jays. We appreciate them helping out the show while AMAC takes a three-day weekend and kicks back and relaxes. Brian is with us as well on the other side. At least he'll be here for an hour and a half or so. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. We'll have a preview of the Belmont Stakes coming up a little bit later on with our pal Dick Girardi. As the Belmont Stakes, the final race of the Triple Crown, is run tomorrow. Once again, upstate New York in Saratoga. I know it's got to be annoying my pal Steve Wino, who joined us from Edmonton earlier in the week and who's in Edmonton tonight for Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, that he can't go to the Belmont Stakes because it's impossible, I'm sure, to get from Edmonton late tonight to Saratoga, New York for tomorrow late afternoon, early evening for the running of the Belmont.
It could be done, but it's...
Perhaps.
Too taxing for my money.
Very, very taxing. Anyway, we will have a preview of that. We probably won't do a whole lot of Nats tonight or today. They took one on the chin yesterday, or last night, I should say. Boy, I was hoping for a lot more from Jake Irvin, and I just didn't get it. Yeah. That game was pretty much over early on, and they lost, I think it was 7-1,
yep.
If I'm not mistaken. But, Max, you were all fired up.
Listen, you just made some comments last night and doubled down on those comments even after like the finish that we had.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Wait a second. Before you go any further.
I'll let you continue.
I didn't double down on... I simply clarified. So here's what I did. Up 15. The Oklahoma City Thunder
A lead that has never been blown before in the history of basketball is a 15-point lead, right?
I didn't say that. What I said was they were up 15... Okay, and I said...
Out of reach, in my opinion.
And with about 8.5 minutes left, and I said on Twitter...
It's not enough time.
This game stinks. ... Sorry. And everyone got all over my ass.
Well, so the second you put out that tweet, I immediately in my head was like, oh, okay, I know exactly how this game is going to finish.
So why didn't you run to the window and say, screw the 9.5... I'm taking Indiana straight up on the money line.
You're right, I should have. But
if you knew how that game was going to end, knowing Indiana's history, in these here playoffs, knowing how wrong I often am.
I should have sprinted.
As I've been reminded by many people.
Oh, of course.
Because they never pay attention to all the things I say that is right and smart. They only like to stick a dagger in my back about what I'm wrong. And I wasn't even wrong. I just offered a commentary. About 8.5 minutes left to go in the game, roughly 8:20, whatever it was. The Oklahoma City Thunder were up by 15. I said, this game stinks. 19 turnovers in the first half by Indiana. Oklahoma City couldn't shoot.
Sure.
Otherwise, it would have been, as Kevin pointed out, Coach Sheehan, it would have been a 25 to 30 point game if Oklahoma City could actually play offense. The second and the third quarters were a little bit more competitive than the first. Okay, great. Congratulations. Would you like me to present you a Presidential Medal of Honor? Because both teams played hard?
That's breaking news. Both teams played hard in the NBA Finals. That's crazy, right?
Right. So when I offered that commentary, and then I didn't check Twitter, I commented the next time, right after Tyrese Haliburton hits the game-winning shot, and I said, wow, the Thunder fell asleep. Pacers win game one. I think that's fair.
It's how the Pacers play.
Yes. It's part of the reason why they were named the Pacers, right? They play with a good pace.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I complimented the Pacers. I took a little cheap shot at the Oklahoma City Thunder for falling asleep at the wheel, which they did.
Sure.
I said, wow. I did, in my first comment, I did not rule out a comeback. I did not declare the Pacers dead. I did not double down and say Thunder by 25. I said, 8.5 minutes left, down by 15. I've given this game a bunch of chances. I'm bored. It stinks. It's
I'm
not a competitive
bored right
game.
Before the final 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
But
NBA
I made the
game.
Comment with 8.5 minutes left. I didn't make it after the final 8 minutes.
Statistically, the most boring part of an NBA Finals game is the last 8 minutes, Chris.
Well, if you count all the timeouts and all the challenges and all the bad free throws, it often is.
Which we didn't have that much of last night.
No, we didn't. We did have one challenge and replay and review down the stretch. That was key with Pascal Siakam on the loose ball in the corner.
I'm never trusting an NBA player twirling his finger ever again. I refuse. They're wrong every time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're not there to be the officials. They're there to tell you which way it should go.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to be like, no, give him the ball. Give my opponent the ball.
Coach, I touched the ball.
Anyway, my point being is this. Guys, I offered a commentary with about roughly 8 minutes, give or take. I don't remember exactly how much time was left on the clock. I know the Oklahoma City Thunder had just made it a 15-point lead. And I was like, man, I've waited and I've waited for the Pacers run to happen. At some point, please make a run. At some point, like, please take advantage of Oklahoma City's not great offense. At some point, wake up. Okay, you've done a better job taking care of the ball in the second half. Congratulations. At some point, start hitting some shots. So I made the comment. And then everybody goes, oh, there you are, Mr. Negative. You suck. Loser. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I got my guy Danny Hoo-Hey sending me the scoreboard. I got Max on loan from the Blue Jays. Instead of getting healthy, tweaking me. I've got AMAC all over my ass saying, nee, 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 you don't like basketball. I got bunch of dum-dums out there saying, see, this is why you're negative all the time. You're so mean. You're never nice. You never say anything positive at all. And then the comeback happened.
You lit the fuse.
I mean, it was a great comeback.
Credit to you. You saved the Pacers.
I did. Rick Carlisle should give me, like, the championship ring.
Should give you a key to the city of Minneapolis.
Yes, because without me declaring the game as awful, you know, like Tony Kornheiser, one of the things that he does on his radio show, which I don't listen to, but I used to have to deal with when I was here the first time. Whatever. I'm not going to go down that road and say things that I probably shouldn't say. But anyway, he says this show stinks. So that in my mind, I was like, oh, this game stinks, man. I've been trying to sit here and watch it, wait for that run, wait for the Pacers to show some life. And then literally almost as soon as I drop that, they start making three-pointers. I mean, it was crazy. It was nuts. I wasn't wrong. I wasn't. That game sucked up until that point. Now, Troy Matcher, who used to work for NBC Sports Washington, now does gambling content. I forget for who. I'm sorry. Bet online. Somebody else. Bet something or other. Is trying to tell me that the second and third quarter was really good. Everybody's definition of really good is different. And I, as usual, just like my definition of tanking is way different than yours, you guys think anybody that wins 30 games or less and makes a trade is tanking, which is not correct. Not correct. And never has been. But my definition of good basketball is not 19 turnovers in the first half. The Oklahoma City, what did Kevin say? 9 points off of turnovers first half?
They also shot 36% from the field.
Oh! I mean, atrocious! I mean, atrocious!
Teams playing hard make mistakes.
Yes, I understand. But, I get how good Oklahoma City's defense is. I understand. Indiana was overwhelmed. I got it all. But can somebody capitalize on something? Either stop turning the ball over, stop making mistakes, find a way to break their pressure, or hit a bleeping shot and assert your will. If you are going to play defense the way Oklahoma City did in the first half and create 19 turnovers, you shouldn't only be up by 12. You should be up by 20. And yet Oklahoma City wasn't. Okay, I understand. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you miss shots. To Max's point, Oklahoma City shot 40%, just shy of 40%, 39 of 98, 11 of 30 from the three-point line. It wasn't from the free throw line that they screwed up. It was just, I don't know. I mean, Chet Holmgren had an opportunity late, and he butchered one. He was 2 of 9 from the floor.
Stinker.
2 of 9 from the floor for Chet Holmgren. That was the number 2 overall pick a couple of years ago. And only 6 rebounds, by the way. And only 1 block. Basically a complete non-factor. Jalen Williams was 6 of 19. That sucks. That's not good. He did have 6 assists, 4 rebounds, but that guy gets more praise, more attaboys, more, oh, he's the second coming of Jesus Christ from the national media, which can't stop groveling down to people. And he stunk. Now, I know my guy Coach Sheehan was a little tough on Shai Gilgeous. I just call him SGA. He was fine. At no point did I watch that game where I go, oh, man, he's having a great, great game. He is dominant. And yet he had 38 points, which tells you how special he is. 14 of 30, high volume. High volume. Dort, a good defensive player, did a great job. 5 of 9 from 3, 5 of 10 overall from the floor. That means he was only 0 of 1 from inside the three-point mark. So, you know, plenty fine there. Hartenstein gave you a little something off the bench. 9 points, 9 rebounds. Caruso did his thing. 11 points, 6 rebounds, couple assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. There is no way the Oklahoma City Thunder should have lost that game. No way. And it... It took a... What? A Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner? Maybe?
Rooster, I have a friend here on the line with you.
Uh-oh. Who?
A-Mac, what's going on, buddy?
Oh!
What's up, Rooster?
Wow.
How you doing?
Hi, A-Mac, how are you? I mentioned you just a couple of moments ago.
I know my ears are ringing, yeah. So I decided to listen in.
Well, you know...
You were going to defend yourself.
I mean, you're on a three-day weekend, so you have plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm actually calling from the beach. That's actually what I'm calling for right now.
Well, I figured that's where you'd be on a Friday afternoon instead of... on the show and making poor Max work behind the board for 6 hours in a row without taking a break, without getting a drink, without being able to go pee, without having a smoke break or anything like that.
Yeah, I think the tip is you seem to be on a heater.
I couldn't hear you because your phone was crinkling up. What did you say? What? I'm on a heater?
Yeah, you seem like you are just on one.
Oh, okay. Show. As you're aware, Monday through Thursday, when you're actually here, I'm fired up at the start of the show.
Look, this is my question.
Yes.
If there was a hockey game, right?
Uh-huh.
And the game was 3-1 with a team that is historically known for coming back in late moments. They have a clutch player who's done it 2 or 3 times already in the playoffs. And it's the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
And we've seen multiple comebacks in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Would you sit there and tweet, "Oh, this game stinks"?
I have. Okay. The Dallas Edmonton series was up 3 games. Edmonton was up 3-1, and I said, this series sucks.
He said the finals, not the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I
break down my
game one of the Stanley Cup Final was great. It was awesome from start to finish. Not a moment wasted.
This is the problem, Chris. You were bored. I get that. You were bored. The game stinks. You're making...
A-Mac, your phone stinks. That's what stinks.
He's
your
not standing near a window, I can tell you that.
If you're going to call in and try and argue me down, get a good phone, baby. Did we lose him?
Oh, no. It's getting worse and worse.
How about A-Mac? Chris, you stink. You hate the NBA. If you're going to argue, what about your beloved NHL? And then he calls on a terrible phone line. Your phone line, A-Mac, is like the Indiana Pacers for the first 39 minutes last night.
I genuinely think we lost him. I think we lost him. Oh, no.
Yes! Yes, as usual.
He wins by default.
The Rooster wins by TKO, baby. Boom, boom, boom. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, that was it. I don't know what happened. I wish I knew.
We gave him his chance.
We did give him a shot.
I mean, we even gave him the Stone Cold music.
Yeah, I built it up.
Honestly, I thought it was Coach Sheehan calling. When I saw you on the phone, I was like, man, I have awoken Coach Ian.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to, I mean, I love Kev, and I learned a lot from him, especially about basketball. You know, but he is a basketball hunk.
It's very funny doing a show with him in the morning because he lives, breathes, loves basketball.
I like well-played basketball. That's what I like.
I love football. You and I, we love hockey. Yeah. And I assume you love football as well. Yeah. I like basketball. You like
basketball. I tolerate basketball.
Tolerate. So, you wouldn't even put the word like in your mouth for basketball.
I like well-played basketball.
That's different than just basketball. Because a real basketball fan can find the beauty in almost any
That's
style.
That's fair, because I'm a big baseball fan, which a lot of people aren't, and I love a 1-0 pitcher's duel or an 8-7 Donnybrook.
Sure.
I mean, I can appreciate both. Whereas in the NBA and in college, like last night, the epitome of last night was Indiana was asleep at the wheel for 39 plus minutes, then woke up and started driving a Ferrari at 110 miles an hour on 66, which, you know, I regularly see. And as soon as that happened, Oklahoma City didn't fall completely asleep at the wheel and drive off the road, but they started nodding their head.
They were swerving,
They started bouncing and switching lanes because they were falling asleep at the wheel, okay? They didn't completely pass out, but they,
You could see them when they were playing, like, just trying to figure out ways to cut inside and get a bucket when they needed it, and they just, Indiana stymied them.
I don't think my criticism, when I made it, of last night's game one was unreasonable. I think it was unnecessary. It was, in the moment, accurate and truthful. The game at that point was not very good. It was not very entertaining. It was not well played simultaneously by both teams. And I suppose the comeback was not simultaneously well played by both teams either, as we just talked about. But Indiana was so good down the stretch to cut that lead. And every time Oklahoma City kind of sort of answered and extended it to like a 5 or 6 point lead, I thought, oh, okay, here we go. This game's over. They're going to put it away with a flurry here. And they're going to create a couple of turnovers. Indiana's going to go cold. Miles Turner's going to miss the crazy-ass corner baseline three, bank off the glass. Something's going to happen here, and this game's going to be a 9 or 10 point game before you know it, and then everybody will be happy because they covered. And it never happened. So I will say this. Oklahoma City didn't completely fall asleep. They didn't completely choke, but they did not play well down the stretch in any way. And Indiana played great down the stretch. And that's what made it, wait, say it with me, boys and girls, a great ending as opposed to a great game. There is a difference. There's nuance. There's context. And that's my only point. Now, you could disagree with me. We could do it in a respectful, fun, energetic, passionate sort of way. Our perspectives, as usual, go figure, are different on this show than Coach Sheehan, than Hoffman, than the rest of the media. Listen, I don't do the show to conform into a shoebox. I don't do cookie cutter radio. If you want cookie cutter radio, there's plenty of other choices. I don't do cookie cutter radio. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you the game was great when the game was lousy for 39 minutes. It was great for the last 8.5, 9 minutes. Terrific. And a great win for the Pacers. And they'll get blown out on Sunday night. But nevertheless, they got the one win that they needed. And that they had to have. But it was not a great game from start to finish. It was a great ending. It was a great stretch. That's it. Period. And so I was not wrong.
So you're picking the Thunder minus 11.
If I had to make a bet right now, I would go Thunder minus 11 on Sunday night, yes.
Interesting. I thought Vegas didn't know anything.
Vegas knows something they don't know as much as they get credit for. That's my bone of contention. All right.
I love nuance.
We got to take a timeout. Just get rocking and rolling here on a Friday. Your reaction to game one of the NBA Finals. Maybe I missed something. Was it a great game from start to finish? Or was it just a good finish? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good to have you with us on a Feel Good Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app, on your radio, throughout the DMV, on the Team 980, on the AM dial. Got Mad Max on the other side of the glass. Brian's still hanging out with us as well. And I'm merely the rooster. I'm merely Mr. Basketball.
Yeah? You think so?
Oh, man. I was just thinking about how different my style is from Coach Sheehan and Hoffman, and how it must be like their ears must just be cringing because we're so stylistically different. I love to mess with you people. I love to mess with everyone. I am an agitator. I told Grant Paulson the other day on Twitter, not on Twitter, I told him to his face at the Nationals game. I said, Max, you'll appreciate this. I said, I am like, you remember Sean Avery,
mm-hmm.
right? Agitator,
quite
bully,
yes.
Kind of nuisance,
yeah,
tough Dude. Guy, whatever, but with a little bit of skill, right? I personally think I have some skill. I'm not great with the clock. I'm not the most proficient wordsmith. I'm not the best interviewer or anything like that. But I think I have strong opinions. I think I have a strong personality. Sometimes it's overbearing. I think I'm very flawed, okay? But I also think that I'm a fun, entertaining, energetic listen, okay? But I like to get under people's skin. I'm not going to hide from that. I like to get under people's skin. I knew what I was doing in that moment. I didn't do it necessarily to get response. I have better things to do than to worry about you guys.
That's why you turned off your phone after you posted the tweet.
At 10:30 at night, no offense, I don't care about you guys. I care about me staying awake so that I can actually do my job. And I actually did stay awake.
Proud of you.
Unlike, did you hear this? I fell asleep during the overtime intermission on Wednesday night.
Shame on you.
Didn't wake up until the postgame show. I missed all of overtime of the Stanley Cup final.
I won't lie, my eyes were drooping, and then I was keeping one open and one closed, which is a dangerous game to play.
You were watching with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight.
That's right. And that McDavid feed to Draisaitl to end it. Like, I was really concerned. I was hoping we kind of get a double overtime, and then I'd fall asleep through that.
Yeah.
But what an ending.
But you're a young buck. You're a young stallion.
Yeah, but I'm... Stallion wouldn't be the term you use anymore.
But anyway, this show, again, is very different. It's not for everybody. I admit. Sometimes I'm a bitter cup of tea. But we're here to mix it up with you. We're not here to bore you. We're here to entertain you. We're here to touch your buttons. We're here to frustrate you. We're here to bring out some emotion in you. I'm not here to tell you everything I know, because you guys probably are going to know more nuanced basketball than I am. One could say, Mad Max basically said, hey man, it wasn't bad basketball in the first half. It was just unbelievable, ridiculous defense by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that is true. And maybe the Indiana Pacers couldn't have really done anything different. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to prove that. But they didn't do well. They didn't handle it well. 19 turnovers. But the reason why I'm doubling down on it not being a good first half, and therefore really stretching until about the 39th or so minute, meaning 8.5, 8:45, whatever it was in the fourth quarter, when it was a 15-point game, is because not only was Indiana terrible offensively and turning the ball over left and right, and again, they were much better with the turnovers in the second half, got it. But then Oklahoma City wasn't able to convert what I think are still makeable shots. Like, it's not like they Celtic'd themselves and shot 45 three-pointers. They did shoot 30. But I don't like that, but I've just got to come to accept that that's what NBA teams do. Okay? But it's not like they shot 40 or 45 three-pointers and missed a bunch, and you could chalk it up to that. They missed shots that were, quite honestly, not really, not really hard shots to miss. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it on the radio, but they missed a lot of close-in shots. I mean, you look at the shot chart, and I see a lot of empty circles on ESPN.
The rims were not cast.
I do, in the paint. In the paint. Now, again, give Indiana some credit for that, but I can't make like it doesn't exist. So the combination, and then even in the third quarter when Indiana started slowing down the flow of the game, like, you know, the lead at halftime was 12, and at one point, again, roughly 8:45 left to go in the game, so over a quarter plus, it expanded to 15. Now, it wasn't at 15 the entire time. I got it. But that's the reality. So it was a great ending. It was a great stretch run by the Pacers, but it was not a great game. Period. Period. Let's take a timeout. We got a trending alert, and then we will get to your calls. I look at my phone board and I see a very familiar name.
No, you don't.
No?
No, okay. Your eyes are playing tricks on you, Chris. You don't see that.
Oh, okay. We'll see. We'll see how that works. All right. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I actually disagree with those that think that this is a bad move for the Steelers. I mean, what else were they going to do? You want them to sign Carson Wentz? You want them to start Mason Rudolph for 17 games?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Hold on. Hold it. We'll get into it.
I'm sure we will.
We'll get into it. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. So was last night's game a great game or just a great stretch run and finish? That's what I contend it was. What spurred this was all the negative reaction I got to, again, Oklahoma City being up by 15 with roughly 8.5 minutes left, and I said, this game stinks. And it was true at the time. And I looked really bad in hindsight because it was a great conclusion. It was entertaining. It was a tremendous comeback. As usual, my friends are...
I'm glad you think we're friends.
We're not?
No, we are.
Okay.
I'm just glad the feeling's mutual.
Okay. I love you, man.
Love you too, pal.
As usual, my friends in the media, my colleagues, my friends, are thinking that I'm saying the whole game stunk or that... I didn't recognize the greatness of the Indiana comeback or anything like that. No. I just made a point, 8.5 roughly minutes left, up by 15. I'm done. And to my credit, because I'm all about giving myself credit.
Of course.
Oh, people get mad at me when I pat myself on the back. To my credit, I did not turn off the TV. I did not flip to another channel. I almost did. I said something, you know, Max, you pointed out, like, the Indiana Pacers never do this, right? I said, wait a second. I said, I know how this works. They got to make a run at some point. I was just frustrated at that point that they didn't make a run. So that's it. That's all there is to it. All right, let's get out to the phones. Did you want me to go to line two or no?
Fresh from the phone fix-it stand at the mall.
Oh.
Anthony.
Yeah, I'm up. Trying to pay my phone bill right now. Sorry about that, fellas.
Wait, that's why your phone didn't work? Oh, okay.
No, I'm completely this is my thing, Chris. This is my thing. And this is, you always do this. Like, because something isn't great, therefore it sucks. Like, you just said there's nuance. There's minutia. Like, there's a level of color in the world where we can pick things apart and say there's certain aspects of the game. Yes, OKC probably didn't struggle well, but casual basketball fans like myself and people who love basketball can look at the Indiana Pacers down by 9 to a team that most people thought was way better than them in OKC with 22 turnovers, and say, oh, they're only down by 8 or 9 at halftime. We know what Indiana has done. This game is compelling.
Well, they were down by they were down by 12 at halftime, but
okay. But throughout the first half, it was around 9 or 10 points they were down, and constant commentary from the commentators like, Indiana has to do better taking care of the ball. Indiana has to do better taking care of the ball. Halliburton struggled in the first half, and you had people like Nimrod stepping up making huge shots. You had Mathurin making big defensive plays. You had Naismith making big – so you had moments outside of, okay, this team wasn't shooting well, this player wasn't playing well. You had moments where you can see like, oh, this is still competitive. OKC, everyone was saying, I remember me and Brian talking yesterday, OKC, this team may win by 25 game one. And we saw Indiana playing poorly and was still in the game. So I can understand why you may have not liked the game, but to other fans, to other people, this game was still competitive, even though it was – quote unquote, not close or down by 15 at a certain point when you decide to declare it a sucky game or whatever.
You know what, AMAC? I appreciate that you stood on the table for what you believe in. Now, I will say this. You're dead wrong, but I appreciate that you were willing to stand on the table and challenge an icon like myself.
Is that all you have to say? Till that whole spiel, that's all you have to say?
Well, I mean, what would you like me to say? Would you like me to break it down about how bad the first three and change were? I mean, you want me to break it down?
I saw Shea making tough shots against an Indiana defense that looked like they haven't. They looked their best throughout the whole playoff last night. I saw Oklahoma City's defense play Indiana's highly efficient offense in a way that we just haven't seen, forcing them to do 22 turnovers. You're looking at it like, the score is lopsided, therefore the game sucks. No, Chris, you're a fan of hockey. You know if, like, certain things are lopsided, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad game. Yes, players didn't shoot well, the teams didn't shoot well, but there's other aspects of basketball that a casual fan like myself and someone who really loves basketball can look at and say, oh, this is a competitive game for this reason. Shea was playing on a mission like through the first three quarters. I've seen Shea make some of the craziest, wildest shots in that game. I saw other players from Indiana step up, and once it went to 12, once it went to 15, shoot shots, shoot big three-pointers to cut it back down to 9, to cut it back down to 8, so that Indiana stayed in the game with 20 turnovers. So I understand why you may have not liked the game, but again, that doesn't mean the game sucked. There's a large gray area that we can tackle within that.
AMAC, I appreciate your defense of your beloved NBA. I appreciate it. I want to commend you for standing on the table for a game that was lousy for the first three-plus quarters.
Speaking of standing on the table, AMAC, I want you to stay in for this because somebody else just walked in to defend the association.
Oh, because AMAC's a part of the youngest in charge as well. I mean, the takeover that we have going on here at
what
Odyssey
takeover?
DC.
What are you taking over?
The youngest
Chris
in charge Russell, takeover.
Like, would anyone say that about a boring-ass hockey game that's scoreless all the way until the final 30 seconds
because
of regulation?
Because scoreless baseball, but hockey games are not boring if there's plenty of scoring chances and goaltenders are standing on their head.
What was boring about last night? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the 6'6 Kevin Durant clone, going around raising up over people. He's tremendous shot making last night.
He's great.
You had a buzzer beater. You had great defense. Indiana turned the ball over 19 times in the first
half.
That's great defense.
And Oklahoma City didn't cash in. They should have been up by 30.
It was two teams that were – we always overplay the idea of guys not being ready for the moment or experience not mattering. If you watch that first half, like, they were clearly both gassed. They both missed shots that they would normally make.
Right. What have they been doing for a week? They've had a week to
They've
like
never played in the finals before, though. Chris Russell, it's
so?
A different game. So
I mean, it's
Sounds
a
like
basketball game. Don't you
Sounds
have a radio?
Like someone that's never played in a big game.
Don't
before.
You have a radio show to do? I think so.
As he walks out. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He has a final segment to get through.
Hey, Mac, I got to, as you know, I'm always running on time, and I always want to take my breaks early. So I've got to go take a break. But I appreciate that on your three-day weekend, you felt so strongly and passionately that you had to come in here and yell at me about how I don't appreciate the game, the sweet science of basketball. I appreciate it.
No, it's all a facade, Chris. I just call it because I miss you. I don't really care about the game either. You're right. I'm wrong. See you Monday.
Well done.
See you Monday,
well
bud.
Done. That's great. That's great. That's my guy, A-Mac. Unlike Max, he hasn't left me yet.
Whoa. I was pried away from you. They had another paycheck. They had to get a crowbar and promise me to be on 5 days a week.
Exactly.
But the crowbar, nonetheless, to get me off of this show. But exactly. I'm still here, still clinging on.
You are. On a Friday, nonetheless, when everyone's taking 3 days.
I could be enjoying my weekend.
Yeah. When everyone's taking 3 day weekends, you're still here grinding away.
That's right.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we persevere through all of the mishmash, and we'll get somewhere as we take you up until 4 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, one thing we can all agree on, it was a great comeback by the Indiana Pacers, and Tyrese Halliburton has just massive grapefruits, right? I mean, that's one thing we can all agree on, right? I mean,
sure. You
don't have to like Tyrese Halliburton. You could think he's overrated, just like apparently the rest of the NBA players did.
I don't remember
how long ago that was, but it wasn't too long ago.
It was last season.
Okay, they called him what? The most overrated
in the NBA.
Right. Does anybody think he's overrated still? Now, he may not be a generational superstar, i.e. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Giannis, Nikola Jokic, whatever. He's not. He's too inconsistent for that. He's not there yet. And you have to win a championship first. At least one.
Sure.
But he is a star. I don't know if he's a superstar, but he is a star.
I hate this debate.
Again, context and nuance there, Mad Max.
It's true. It's just the superstar thing, it will happen eventually. Like, you have to play for a really long time in this league to be crowned
superstar. That's fair.
And you have to be doing it for a long time in a consistent way.
That's fair. I think eventually you get there. Right now, he's not. Maybe he will.
Given how he's been playing, he'll get there eventually.
One thing we know, and one other thing we can agree on, besides the fact that it was a great comeback and the Pacers are resilient and all that stuff, and they are the opposite of what Rick Carlisle used to be, both in his first stint with the Pacers and at times with the Mavericks, where he won a championship. And again, he started changing and evolving as great coaches do. The Pacers are a better offensive team than they are a defensive team. They are. And that's really where the league is. And that is somewhat my reluctance to absolutely believe in Oklahoma City, because they are a great defensive team usually. They are a good offensive team. But in some of these games and in some of these stretches, they might need to be a great defensive team and a great offensive team. Or you leave the door open and the Pacers are able to slam it shut. Now, one other quick thing. In addition to great comeback, great win, all of that, just about Tyrese Halliburton, there's going to be nights where he drives you crazy and he scores 7 points, right? There's going to be some of those nights. I think the closeout game against the Knicks, or maybe it was the game before that, I can't remember, he scored like 5 points, 7 points or whatever it was. There's going to be nights like that. But you know what? One thing. I was thinking about this. I saw this stat. I wish I would have pulled it up in time. I'm going to try and find it real quick. Tyrese Halliburton is a stone-cold assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Just a stone-cold assassin. And I will tell you this. Some people want that consistency to know, hey, man, every game that guy's going to score 23, 24 points a game, whatever it might be.
You looking for 6 of 7? Because I got a Halliburton stat for you if you want it.
Yeah, shoot.
Tyrese Halliburton is 6-for-7 when taking the shot to tie or to take the lead there in the final 90 seconds of the fourth or overtime in the playoffs.
Okay. So I think I saw a slightly different stat, but it might be that stat. I'm trying to look through it because I saved a bunch of stats, which we'll go through early next hour. But you said 6-of-7 last 90 seconds, right?
Correct.
Do you remember the stat that came up about LeBron James during this year? I think it was like February. And LeBron James is the greatest player of our generation. But I believe it was roughly in the last 5 seconds of a game, tied or trailing, LeBron James is like 1-of-29
mm-hmm.
from the floor. Tyrese Halliburton, not that he's going to make every shot in that sequence, but if you think about the game one winning tying shot, we thought it was a winning shot in the moment, against the Knicks, and the Knicks probably never recovered. And you think about that shot last night, and you I don't know, man. I love consistency. I get it. But I love stone cold assassins
mm-hmm.
in the biggest moment. I'm not going to kill LeBron James because obviously LeBron is in a world way better than Tyrese Halliburton. But man, I'm telling you, when you have a stone cold killer, you just always know you have a chance. And he's developing that reputation big time. All right, more numbers on the other side. Plus, we will get to some more calls, 301-230-0980. Then we'll break away and we'll get into a little more Aaron Rodgers. I got maybe a different spin on this. And then I got to get to some Daron Payne as well. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.